It's time for a Saskatchewan quickie. Live from a field by Tufnell, it's Quick Dick McDick.
You're just kind of amazed at all the technology that's around you right now. Hey, Quick Dick McDick.
Ben, it's, you know, I've got more screens in the cab here on the drill than I think I've got in my entire house combined, which, I mean, would only consist of like one old JVC TV, which is fine, right? But things have changed so much here in the day. I was just talking with a farmer here that comes and helps us a little bit. He's retired, so he comes out just to, you know, scratch that itch to get on the rock picker, or get in the combine every now and then. I was asking him, I was like, you know, Bob, I was out seeding the other day, and I was having a hard time seeing where my line was, you know, like we're doing, you know, no to minimal till out here, and it's just really hard for me to see where my line was. We were hardly scratching the dirt. How'd you guys used to do it back in the day? And he's like, well, we just went out and did it. You know, it was 35 degrees Celsius, the dust blowing all over the place, and they'd go out, and somehow they would find a way to make that field straight, Ben. And here I am. I've got a GPS that's linked to a satellite in space, painting a picture of real time of where I am. And I'm like, man, I think I've got it rough here.
Well, I mean, you're doing a better job than I would do out there. I'll tell you that much anyway.
Okay, so point number two is, like, here I am being like, wow, geez, like, this is kind of tough. This kid the other day, and I remember being a kid, we didn't have very nice tractors even. There's this 13-year-old kid that he comes in, and he's like, oh, how was your day? I just had the worst day. I was like, why, what happened? He's like, the seat leaks air in this tractor, so like every 2 hours you got to pump the seat up so you have air ride. And I'm like, okay, it's time to stop.
Oh, you're
an air-conditioned tractor with a radio, with GPS, your phone's in your hand, you're watching YouTube, and you still got to complain about putting air in a seat.
There's always something to complain about is what I've found.
Yeah, maybe we should just give him a 5-gallon pail to sit on next and see how he likes it.